Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do a super classic jungle and drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12. We'll take a moody jungle pad, then flip it into a rhythmic hook by doing breakbeat surgery. So instead of just dragging in a break and looping it, we're going to make it ours. The pad sets the atmosphere, the break supplies the motion, and our edits create the personality. By the end, you'll have three things: a rolling edited break that still feels like a real break, a pad that pumps and pulses with the drums, and a quick 16 to 32 bar sketch that feels like an actual DNB structure, not just a loop. All right, let's build it. First, quick project setup. Open Ableton Live 12. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to use 172 BPM because it's a really comfortable middle ground. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break. Make another track called Pad. Audio is fine for now. And optionally, create a drum group or a drum bus group later if you like, but we can keep it simple. Big workflow tip: set an 8-bar loop right now. Jungle edits feel best when you can hear repetition and then hear your variation against that repetition. If you only loop one bar, you'll over-edit and it'll get messy fast. Now step 1. Grab a breakbeat and warp it cleanly. Drag a break sample into the break track. Any classic break works. Amen-ish. Think-ish. Whatever you've got. Double-click the clip so you can see clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton might guess the tempo wrong. That's normal. If it's way off, correct the seg BPM so it's in the right ballpark. For old breaks, set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then set transient loop mode to off, because that usually keeps things cleaner and avoids weird looping artifacts on drum hits. Set envelope somewhere around 5 milliseconds as a starting point. If it sounds too clicky, raise it a bit. If it sounds too smeared, lower it. Now the most important part. Align the first hit properly. Find the first strong kick transient. Right-click it, and choose set 1.1.1 here. Right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Press play with the metronome. Listen for flamming, drifting, or that dragging behind the grid feeling. If it's not landing cleanly, add a couple warp markers, but only on the main kick and snare hits. Don't go crazy placing markers on every tiny hat transient. The goal is tight but natural. If you overwarp a break, it stops sounding like a break and starts sounding like chopped auto. Once it's feeling good, we move to step 2, slice to MIDI. This is our surgery table. Right-click the warped break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing settings, choose Slice by Transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in slicing preset. That's totally fine to start with. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice of the break maps to a pad. Now the break is basically a drum kit. Before we edit, do this beginner power move. Find your anchor slices. Click around in the drum rack pads and audition them. Identify three key pads: the main kick, the main snare, and a clean closed hat or shuffle slice. Once you find them, rename those pads so you don't get lost later. You can right-click the pad and rename it something like kick, snare, hat. This is huge, because the fastest way to ruin break edits is forgetting what you're triggering and randomly drawing notes. Now make it playable. Create a MIDI clip, or open the one Ableton generated, and duplicate it so you have at least 2 bars, maybe 4. Press play and make sure it triggers correctly and loops cleanly. Now step 3. Program a jungle-style rolling variation. First, we lock the backbeat. In jungle and DNB, you almost always want that snare landing hard on beats 2 and 4. So in your MIDI clip, place your main snare slice on bar 1 beat 2 and bar 1 beat 4. Repeat across your loop. If you're not sure where the snare is, just solo and audition pads until you find the snare that feels like the anchor of the whole break. That's the one you protect. Then add the roll. Ghost notes. Ghost notes are quieter hits that create forward motion without taking attention away from the main hits. Find a lighter hat, shuffle, or quiet snare-ish slice. Start placing 16th note ghosts between the main hits. And this part matters a lot. Shape velocity. Main snare hits should be strong, around 90 to 110 velocity. Ghost notes should be quiet, like 20 to 50. Hats often sit somewhere like 40 to 80, depending on how busy you want it. If everything is the same velocity, it will sound like a typewriter. Jungle groove comes from dynamics. Now add one classic jungle stutter fill. Put it at the end of bar 4 or bar 8 so it acts like a turnaround. Pick a snare slice, or a snare with room slice, and draw a quick stutter. 1/16 or even 1/32 hits right at the end of the phrase. Teacher tip: make the stutter taper in velocity. Start a little louder and then fade down. That gives it that edited break vibe without sounding like a machine gun. At this point, you should have a loop that still feels like the original break, but with your own accents. Now, extra coach fix if your groove feels late or flammed. Check slice start times, click a pad in the drum rack and look at simpler. If a hit feels like it's dragging, nudge the start point slightly so the transient begins right on the trigger. Tiny moves. This is not a full retrim, it's just a micro nudge to tighten the pocket. Cool. Step 4. Tighten the break with a simple stock device chain. On the sliced break MIDI track, at EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it feels harsh, try a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Go gentle. Rear cleaning, not destroying. Add drum bus next. Drive around 5 to 15% to taste. Crunch very lightly, like 0 to 10%. Keep boom off for now. Even if it sounds exciting, it can fight your future sub and bass. Think of the break as mid-punch and top movement, not sub-weight. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make it feel like one unit. Now do an A/B check. Solo your sliced MIDI version, then solo the original warped audio break. If your edit lost the roll, you probably removed too many in-between hits. Add back a couple hats or ghosts before you add more processing. Arrangement and note choice beat plugins every time. Optional groove move, groove pool. Only do this after the pattern itself is solid. If the MIDI feels stiff, open the groove pool and try a subtle swing, like one of the swing's 16 grooves. Apply it lightly, around 10 to 25%. Adjust timing before you adjust velocity, and try to commit to one groove across the track, so it feels intentional. Alright, now step 5, bring in a jungle pad and flip it rhythmically. You can do this with a sample or a synth. I'll describe both quickly. Option A, easiest, use a pad sample. Drag it onto the pad track. Turn warp on. For pads, warp mode complex is a good general choice. Set it to loop 4 or 8 bars. Option B, stock synth. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. Pick a warm Waveatable sound, low pass it a bit. Then add the chord MIDI effect before Waveatable. Set the chord shifts to something simple like +7 and +12 so one note becomes a stacked chord. Add reverb with a long decay, like 4 to 8 seconds, but low cut that reverb around 300 to 600 Hz so the low mids don't turn to soup. Once you like it, freeze and flatten or resample it so it's audio.
Why?
Because audio pads are easier to warp and treat like a texture, and jungle is all about treating things like samples. Now step 6, make the pad dance with the break. This is the real flip. First, sidechain. Add a compressor on the pad track. Turn on sidechain. Choose the break track as the input. If you're using the sliced MIDI version, sidechain to that. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Listen. The pad should duck with the drum hits and snap back musically. If it disappears, that's too much. We want groove, not a volume trick. Then add rhythmic gating for that chop jungle feel. Put auto pan after the compressor. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Set amount between 30 and 70%. And push the shape towards square if you want it more obvious and choppy. Now the pad is pulsing in time, and combined with sidechain, it feels like it's breathing with the break. Quick sound design tip. Manage stereo. Put utility on the pad and try whitening it to 120 to 160%. If it doesn't get smeary, keep the break closer to 100% or even slightly narrower. Wide mood, tight drums. Instantly more professional separation. Now step 7. Glue the pad and break together with shared jungle space. Create a return track. Call it Jungle Room. Put reverb on it. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut the reverb around 400 to 800 Hz. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz if it's muddy. Optionally roll off above 10 to 12 kHz if it's too splashy. Now send a little from the break, maybe 5 to 15%, and a bit more from the pad, like 10 to 25%. This shared room is one of those secret weapons. It makes it sound like everything exists in the same world. Optional but awesome. Add a parallel crunch return for the break. Make another return track, call it Break Crunch. Add saturator with soft clip-on, or roar with very mild drive. Then EQ after it, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so you're not distorting the low end. Send the break into that return very lightly, like 5 to 12%, you get excitement without ruining the transient punch on the main break. Now step 8, turn your loop into a simple 16 to 32 bar arrangement. Here's an easy structure. Bars 1 through 8, intro. Let the pad and reverb set the mood. Put auto filter on the break and start with a high pass so it's thinner, then slowly open it up. This creates that classic revealing the drums intro energy. Bars 9 through 16, the drop. Full break, no filter. Pad is side-chained and gated. Add a small fill right at bar 16 so it clearly turns the page. Bars 17 through 24, variation. Keep the same anchor slices, but change one thing. This is where you do call and response. Bar 1 of your 2-bar loop stays more straight. Bar 2 answers with a signature move. A tiny stutter, a hat run, or a kick trade. Kick trading is super jungle and super easy. Duplicate your MIDI clip and replace one kick hit with a different kickish slice from the same break. Same groove, different attitude. It's subtle but it reads like progression. Also consider a negative space edit. Remove one obvious small hit right before a main snare. That tiny gap makes the snare feel huge, like the track just inhaled and snapped back. Bars 25 through 32, outro. Reduce the break complexity. Pull out some ghosts. Let the pad breathe. Maybe increase the reverb send slightly, and relax the gating so it washes out.